Lip Service. Matt Lips' sweet podcast that's totally not a blowjob. Cause a blowjob would be better, but you can settle for second best. So if you can't get a blowjob, you can settle for the Lip Service podcast. But a blowjob would be better, no doubt.
Hello there, and welcome to another great episode of Lip Service. It's episode, episode something. I don't keep track. You didn't notice, guys? We have an intro song now, which is awesome, like a real one. I've been planning that for a while with Timmy Ray doing some great stuff like always. Happy post Super Bowl. Hope you all enjoyed the game. Not so much the outcome. If you see Ben, tell him fuck you, because he's a Patriots fan, and fuck them. And it was a good game. Everyone got to shit their pants when the Chevy commercial came on, and Nationwide killed a kid. That's always fun. Everyone's freaking out. Don't worry, that kid's not dead. I think he's still alive. I don't think they actually killed him to prove a point. It's not like that episode of South Park where they were gonna kill Cartman. He's out there somewhere. He's not dead. But this episode of Lip Service, you guys, it's a goodie. It's not an oldie, but a goodie. It's just a goodie. Alex Grubard, fucking Grubard. What can I say? That guy. Has a good time. I don't know. He's funny, and he's fun. He's fun to talk with. And we recorded this before a show. Which, first of all, when you listen to it, he didn't do the one thing that I asked him to do for me. But it was before Matt Beck's show. It was his first showcase show in Hapro, which I mentioned last week. He has a new open mic out there in Hapro at Cafe La Fontana. It's fun. It's Wednesday night, so check it out. It's in Hapro, Cafe La Fontana. Go check that shit out. It's fun. I had Grubard on, and had a great talk. But it was before a show, and so the ending, if you can't tell, I rushed it a little bit because we had to get going for that show, because it technically had already started by the time we wrapped up. But you know, comedy shows, they give you that half hour grace period before it starts. So there's that. Don't forget, we have the contest. Well, it is a contest. It's a film festival thing. Submit us a video, 5 minutes or less, original. And I just got a text message, submit that. $500 prize, $5 entry. It's on March 26th. Our open mic, like I said, is always every Tuesday in Doylestown. Not this Tuesday, though. They're doing renovations. They're going to make it pretty and come out every Tuesday. Come on down. And this is long, so I'm going to wrap her up. That's all I got. Grubard tells you about all of his stuff at the end of the episode, all the stuff he's got going on. He's got the mic every Monday at Urban Saloon. He's got some snake oil to sell you. He's got Curses, monthly, whatever, game show. He'll let you know when that is. Other than that, that's it. Just enjoy yourself, okay? Sit back and relax. Have a good time.
Service coming at ya. Beep boop scop, beep bop beep boop skitty. Lip in service and squow, squoop Bam! Bada-bam! Woo! All that lip service and... Cha!
Was that scat or scat?
I think it was, that was, yeah, the mixture of ska and scat is scat.
Oh, ska was in there, too.
It's S-K-A-T. Scott. Like third wave Scott.
I don't know how you can call it Scott if there's
third wave scatting, but Scotting.
But there was no O in there.
There was no oh.
No, there was no, you spelled it S K A T, so how can it be Scott?
Scott, like hot, long A. Long A. Hard A, short A, tough A. Fucking A.
I don't think any of those make it Scott.
Listen, it's an East Romanian pronunciation.
I think there's an accent over the A. It makes it an O.
Yeah, exactly. It's an umlaut.
I like to make up fake facts all the time. If you say it with confidence and sell it,
yeah,
you can make anything.
They'll believe it.
Yeah. Tell me something right now.
East Germany is actually in Africa. Did you know that?
Has it always been in Africa?
Just since World War III. Really?
Who fought in that?
Germany, of course, and Scotland, S-K-A-T-L-A-N-D.
I heard Germany loves being in world wars.
They're all about it. They pretty much start all of them.
I was actually going to ask who started this world war. Was it Scotland or Germany?
Berlin.
Berlin started.
Berlin. And I don't know which Germany that's in, but it's... And Berlin was definitely freaking out.
And my final question is, you said it was between Germany and Scotland.
Yeah.
Okay. How did Africa become involved by putting Germany in Africa?
Oh, well, you know, Jerusalem. just kind of, it's where everybody wants to be, apparently. The global governments and shit, I don't know.
You know, I would be the type of person to believe parts of that because I don't know where things are in the world. So
yeah, I don't even know if Jerusalem is technically in Africa.
I don't think it is, but it could be.
Yeah.
Wait, Dan.
Yeah.
Where's Jerusalem?
Dan, is Germany?
It's in Israel.
Is Germany in Jerusalem?
Is Israel in Africa?
Is Israel in Africa?
I don't know what the Middle East falls under.
The Middle East falls under Asia, Africa, Eurasia.
Is China?
No. What?
China.
China. It's in China. Western Middle East?
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
West Middle East? New West Middle East?
The Middle East isn't a continent.
It's not a continent. The Middle East should be. It could be. It's incontinent.
You know what?
Tell you that.
Did you say incompetent?
It's incompetent, yeah. They're not figuring out yet.
No.
They're getting there, though.
I heard Greenland's in there somewhere, too.
Greenland's. I hear Greenland's iced. And Iceland's green.
Oh. No, it's actually in Iceland. It's very nice.
Iceland's nice. It's green, right?
Yeah, it's very green.
Iceland. Yeah.
Ooh.
They don't call it that.
No, they don't.
But they could.
Maybe they should.
They should.
How do we go about getting them to change it?
I think letters are the first thing. First letters.
Would you know who to write the letter to?
I could probably find like
I think the Prime Minister, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Prime Minister P.O. Box Iceland.
Oh, P.O. Box Iceland.
Yeah. The priest.
I think if you write the priest.
If you get the archbishop on your side, you're probably going to do wonders for changing the name.
The archbishop of Iceland.
The archbishop.
Do you know his name? It's Steve.
I think it is Steve.
It is Steve.
I know that guy. I can just call him. Fuck letters.
What's the...
Well, hey, Steve.
What is their area code?
107. You know.
Because theirs can start with one in the U.S.
Yeah.
That's why they don't start with one in the U.S.
Right.
Because it's in that's for Iceland.
Iceland's all about
slash Greenland.
Ones and stuff. Ones at the beginning of things. They start things with ones.
All right, so
I'll never understand it.
That was the fake fact portion. No, we've never done that before. the podcast actually starts off with what we've done since you got here, sort of nostalgia.
Oh, boom. We were very nostalgic.
We were very nostalgic. We talked Doug.
We did talk Doug for a while. We took Nick Tunes for a while.
I talked Lizzie McGuire because apparently I
Liz Mick.
Was the only one that watched.
Yeah, and, I don't know.
I'm not embarrassed.
No, you shouldn't be. I hear Lizzie McGuire's not that bad.
What about Even Stevens?
No, I didn't have the Disney Channel. I was a Nick kid forever.
That didn't come standard?
What?
The Disney Channel.
No, I think you had to buy into it. I think it was a fucking scheme.
Are you sure? Because I had the Disney. I don't think we had a special cable package.
I'm not positive. But,
did you have everything else?
We had most other things. We had other things. We had like Fox WB.
We didn't have like HBO, but I mean, you had you had ESPN.
We didn't. I don't think we had ESPN. It was just me and my mom. What do we care? We don't need fucking ESPN. My mom's not watching ESPN. She's not turning me onto ESPN either. I'll tell you that.
You don't think your mom deserved ESPN?
She just wasn't into it. She was like more of a Turner Classic Movies
gal.
But
aren't you a sports guy? No?
I don't really know, actually.
I don't hate him,
but I'm not a sports. I wouldn't call myself a sports guy.
So you're not excited for the Super Bowl? This is coming out after the Super Bowl.
I'm from New England,
and
I barely. Yeah, I'm like, whatever. You know, I'm going to watch the Super Bowl. I'm excited to watch it, but I'm like a fair weather friend. You know, that's how I am as a sports fan. I'm like. Just gonna watch.
And you probably tune in around playoff time if you tune in.
Yeah, exactly. So. Like I'll pay attention, but I'm not checking every game. I'm certainly not watching every game.
Maybe you should.
I probably would make them more relatable to people. Yeah, I think everybody would get on board. No one would be like, Grubard, stop watching sports. You need to stop it.
There you go. Yeah, but they will. Tell you to start watching, just like I'm doing right now.
Yeah, people do that. You're not the first, exactly.
And probably not the last.
It happens constantly.
I just want to point out that everyone went somewhere and ditched your girlfriend.
I know, Jen's just chilling.
They're just like, hey, let's all leave the room and just, you stay.
I don't know what happened with that. They probably went to see another episode of Paddington Bear. I know they went to a movie, but they're going to watch an episode of it. Was that a TV show?
I have no idea. They talked about it.
ESPN.
I don't think it was on ESPN. They talked about it like it was a television show.
It was a children's book, for sure.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Like the Berenstain Bears. But that was a cartoon, I think. That was definitely a cartoon. That was also a cartoon.
I don't remember what channel that was on. When you were a kid,
by the way.
Bernstein.
It was Berenstain.
Berenstain.
But still. Yeah. I cut you off. Go ahead.
What was I going to say?
I don't know.
Well, you remember when you were kids, like, you would just, like, there were certain shows you would watch, but like you don't know what channel they were on. Somehow they would just like come on, you know. I feel like there was a bunch of those.
I don't know. Can you think of an example? I'm trying to think of any that
like
I wouldn't know.
Ghost Rider is a perfect example.
Shit.
I think I now know that it was on Nickelodeon. No, it was not on Nickelodeon.
It was PBS then.
It was like the only show I watched that wasn't.
It's
on Nickelodeon.
It's funny because I don't know if I ever burned it and sent it to her, but my sister had actually asked me. To download Ghost Rider 4, and I did,
but
I don't know if I ever ended up sending it to her.
Well, I mean, maybe she got it because of Ghost Rider. You know what I mean?
Did he? I don't remember his.
He would take words and then he would ghost somewhere else and then tell the words to people.
The only thing I remember was I remember the one episode they all got stuck in some kind of. Purple goo.
They introduced that purple goo.
And they were all stuck because you were powerless against the purple goo.
I know.
Goo.
What was with that
I don't even
shit?
Know how they got saved. I don't know.
I don't know where the purple goo came from. Like, Ghost Rider, I can just remember the logo pretty well. It was the first time I ever heard of a modem was Ghost Rider. I remember that. So that was early on. This was probably like 99. No, I'm kidding. It's probably like 92.
No, I don't know.
95. 97. 90 gets you 8. 8 gets you 9. 1900.
It was somewhere mid to late, I think.
I remember
Clinton was president.
Yeah, right. Definitely Clinton. Clinton was president
Clinton was
for
there.
Sure.
He was part of it. He's like, listen, let's make goo. He's like, well, listen, if we're going to make it purple, just so.
Let's make goo was definitely Clinton's slogan.
Let's make goo. I think that's how he got elected.
Baby. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, let's make you.
Let's make you. It's a terrible pickup line, but
is
efficient.
It? Have you ever tried it?
No, I'm not Bill Clinton, but I've always strived to be.
Actually, now that I think about it, that would be a fun pickup line, if nothing else.
Oh,
just
yeah.
Just be like, hey, what's up? Let's make you.
Let's make goo. Let's make goo.
And then if she gets disgusted, it'd be like, I was talking about gag.
Yeah, I remember
GAC. I don't know how to make it, but
I remember we used to make GAC in like preschool or whatever. It was like flour and food coloring and water. That's probably it. Probably
what?
Cornstarch? Who the fuck knows?
One kid added glue.
Corn syrup. Yeah, exactly.
The one kid was like, oh, it's glue substance. And he probably threw some glue in there.
I know.
It's probably also the kid that ate glue.
Yeah, and is huffing glue. today.
No, they, I don't think they learned it that early.
Oh, no, but it's just so cool. They,
no, now you're saying. Now. He started off eating the glue.
There's no 5-year-old huffing glue. That's not true. I bet every 5-year-old huffed glue.
I don't think I did.
You didn't? Mm-mm. Now you didn't just take a big whiff?
I'll tell you one thing. I didn't smoke weed for the first time, and I think until I was I think I did everything at 18. I think I smoked weed for the first time at 18, drank for the first time at 18, had a cigarette for the first time. 18 is just like, I'm doing it.
And yeah, you're an adult.
But I think I remember for no reason at all, one time for the fun of it, we like rolled just like random shit and like oregano or something, like smoked it for no reason. It doesn't do anything.
Yeah,
I can tell you that.
I'm not surprised.
And I'm glad I wasn't like on A Thousand Ways to Die. People did that in the woods and filmed themselves, except they did it with poison sumac, and then their airways constructed.
Oh, jeez. People did that?
Yeah, it was on A Thousand Ways to Die.
Oh, man.
They were in the woods filming themselves, smoking just whatever they found out in the woods.
Oh, jeez. We're fucking idiots.
They found the wrong thing.
Good God. Well, that's just disheartening for the woods.
Just for the woods?
For the woods. Their parents are like, fine. The woods are upset.
They're like, we're so sorry we let these guys,
in. Oh, what are we going to do? It's just a bunch of trees shrugging.
Nothing you can do.
Yeah,
they're just like,
really.
They're like, if we could talk. Actually, now, and also, I have a problem with the saying, I don't know where, I thought of trees, and I thought of the saying, if a tree falls in the woods and no one's there to hear it, doesn't make a sound. Do you have a problem with that?
I mean, I got several problems with it, I guess.
You think, like, what's your logic on it? I know the whole philosophy, whatever, on it.
Does it make a... Are you asking
no
me if it
there,
makes a sound?
No one's there to hear it, but come on.
Well, yeah. I mean, first of all, yes, it does make a sound.
Exactly.
It's just like,
but how?
You know.
But how do you know you weren't there?
But it does.
But have you ever seen
also,
a tree fall where it didn't
a
make a fucking sound?
A tree doesn't just fall in the woods, you know what I mean? It gets chopped down by these fucking lumberjacks.
Lightning.
And I've got a problem with them. No, you know. But yeah,
lightning,
I guess. But lightning isn't going to just like... That's like a tree. You ever see lightning hit a tree? It's fucking like a Transformers movie. It just explodes. It's
but
insane.
It still falls, and I bet you that lightning also, when it hits the tree, also makes a sound.
Absolutely,
it
the lightning makes
a sound.
It goes. That's what happens.
Well, the lightning itself doesn't. When the lightning hits the tree,
yeah,
I think it does. Lightning doesn't.
I know. In the sky,
sound.
Lightning just goes. I am Zeus, god of lightning. Take this tree, fuck you! You ever hear Zeus say fuck you? It's thunderous.
Do you think that he aims for the tree? Because sometimes he just throws the bolts into nothing.
Whoa. That's crazy.
Yeah.
And
sometimes he just
him?
Throws bolts just to throw them.
I feel like whenever I see a picture of Zeus and he's holding lightning, it's just like plastic lightning bolt, you know, that you would give like a 3-year-old to pretend that he's God.
You know what? I think that's kind of true.
Zeus.
Fucking Zeus.
Ulysses.
And then every once in a while he takes out a person or a tree. But what's
Jupiter.
His deal with metal poles? Like, why is that a thing?
Why does Zeus have so many metal poles?
No. The lightning is attracted to the metal poles. Why?
But you know, it's just being all slutty. you know Zeus. You know Zeus. He'll fuck anything.
Is that
Zeus will fuck a goat, man. He will. He'll fuck a metal bowl. He'll fuck a lightning rod.
I thought he was married. Is he not?
Oh yeah, exactly. He's just slutty, dude. He sucks. He's just like he's totally married. That's why, like, yeah. I mean, Greek mythology is all about just like Zeus in affairs and stuff, and like creating gods he's not supposed to create, and then they eat a hydra and then fucking Greece.
Did
you know?
Did you learn about that in school?
I learned about that in school.
I thought you were just going to say life.
I don't know.
I learned it in life.
I learned it.
Do you ever think of that the lightning bolts might be like his ejaculations?
I've never thought about it, but maybe that's it.
He just has a lot of them.
He just
them.
Comes
like,
a ton.
Just,
yeah, exactly.
That would be kind of awesome, though. Right? I mean, that
to
would
do
just,
that or to, or if
no,
that's reality.
No. Well, I just mean like, I mean, because, I mean, think about one thunderstorm. How many bolts of lightning do you see in one thunderstorm?
Several.
Yeah.
And every time you're like, well, Zeus is jacking off again.
And it's all over the world.
Oh!
Like, I mean, there's probably a thunderstorm happening right now somewhere.
Yeah. Like, is that like a thundercloud, his pubes or something? What happens there?
What's a thundercloud?
I thought it's a cloud, but like gray and has
lightning.
Oh,
I see what you're saying. Because thunder, I know what you mean. I thought you just meant like when it thunders, it makes a. I got you.
Like
the gray clouds
cloud
that roll in before it starts thundering.
Right.
I got you.
Rolling thunder.
Is that? Damn, I'm learning a lot today.
Right.
That's why they call it rolling thunder. Later, there's a thunder round. That's true. Are you excited?
What's that?
Later in this podcast, there's a thunder round.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
I am
so
excited.
We're just like incorporating fucking regular thunder.
The rolling thunder round. Okay.
Now it's called the rolling thunder round. You know what? Maybe I'll keep it.
Forever.
Like,
whoa.
It is now called the Alex Grubard rolling thunder round.
I'll take it.
Then your name is in the podcast forever.
Well, I feel good about that.
I don't know if I'm going to keep the Alex Grubard part.
Yeah, I understand. It's hard to say.
Alex Grubard? No, it's not. You know what I have a hard time saying? The real world, for some reason. Sometimes when
world?
It comes out, of just say it like three times in
real
a row.
Real world. Too many R's, too many L's.
Too many, the W throws everything off, too.
The W
I
is
mean,
bad news.
It's fucking...
There's a D. Psh, the
well,
real world.
I don't think the D doesn't really affect me any.
Oh.
No, yeah, I'm pretty good with D's.
You're good with the D?
With double D. With like when there's two D's. I mean,
oh, two D's.
Not
yeah, there
two,
are two D's. No, I didn't
two,
even think of that. No, there aren't.
No, there's only one.
There's several D's.
There's several.
There.
there's plenty of D's.
Real World Detroit. Two D's.
Did they have one?
I don't know.
They did.
What if they skipped Detroit?
What if,
they've done like 80
no,
cities.
The thing would be if they did Detroit now.
Yeah.
If someone's like, hey, guess what? We picked you for the Real World. Oh my. Seriously.
They should.
Seriously, I'm on the Real World. Be like, it's in Detroit.
Well, I'm gonna pass.
It would still probably be a pretty sweet house.
Yeah, I think it would be even cooler. You probably have a whole city blocked yourself.
Be like, you don't just have one house.
Oh, yeah, right.
You have all the houses.
All these
you just
houses.
Have all the houses.
All of you have one.
Some
city
of them
blocked.
Have the city is now run by dogs. But
yeah.
I mean,
what happens
when
eight people have to live in a city together? Things stop getting real and start getting world. Wait, how does that go? Stop being polite.
Right, and start
getting real. Real dangerous. It's Detroit.
It's something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
And then, like, yeah, and then, like, yeah, so they have the whole city themselves, and then they're like, hey, who wants to go out to, like, Ann Arbor tonight? Like, and then that's their going out. Like, they just hit the city for the bar, but they go to Ann Arbor.
I hear Ann Arbor is great. I've never
is
been
it?
To Ann Arbor, but
fucking
I've heard
hate.
Good things about
have
it.
Have you?
Mm-hmm.
I've heard, fucking hate these fucking
chords.
Headphones. Yeah.
Well, what can you do? They look nice. No, what are those Beats by Sony?
They cut out sometimes. I got it. I fixed it. Don't worry.
Nice.
You got LRC headphones. Yeah.
Beats by LRC.
I had two pairs of these, but I lost the one pair. I'm so sorry.
Ah, that sucks. It's a real bummer. Those are nice looking. They're white. You don't see white headphones that aren't just like iPod Buds.
Yeah.
Often.
I usually wear the Buds. I mean, not for podcasts. That would
but,
be weird.
Yeah, I know.
That would be kind of. Fucking strange.
I guess it would be strange.
Would
you
be
probably wouldn't get a good quality. You can't say cans either. You couldn't be like, heat up my cans or whatever. You would have to be like.
Would that be weird to listen to? What I don't is that weird to listen to in earbuds to say cans?
Well, they're not cans. I feel like cans is because they look like tin cans.
Oh,
cans.
I
you know, you'd be like.
I thought you were saying I couldn't say certain things because it wouldn't be emphasized well in the headphones.
Well, I mean,
I was just like,
you know, Sony and everything. They're censoring shit all over the place.
Are they really?
Absolutely. They fucking Sony. They were like, oh, we're not going to release the interview. You're just going to be like,
true.
Hey, we're going to murder everybody that goes to see this. And then they're like, nah.
I'm surprised they fucking cared. They're like, go murder everyone.
I mean, they ended up not caring.
Well, I mean, they didn't threaten if they just released it to the general public, did they? It was only in theaters. That was the thing.
No, I think they did. I think they were like, you better burn every copy of this and murder the two stars. I don't know what they said. But they were like, we're fucking pissed. And then Sony was like, oh, I don't know what to do. And then a bunch of theaters were like, we're pulling it. And then Sony was like, oh, fuck, we can't release it in no theaters. And then they did anyway. Now it's
not
on Netflix.
I don't think they ever released
they
it.
They did release it in
did
theaters.
They?
Just, but like very small ones.
I think they did because I knew right away people were like just downloading it.
Yeah,
most
theaters were like, it was like a novelty thing. Like there's a few like independent theaters that put it out.
Did you see it? I haven't watched it
yet. I saw it.
Is it enjoyable?
It's fine. I kind of liked it. I think I saw it with people, and I'm pretty sure all of them just enjoyed me enjoying it. So,
oh, because they had already seen it.
No, because they were just like, eh, and then I was like laughing at times, and they're like, "You're laughing." You know when you're laughing at somebody laughing?
Maybe you shouldn't have cynical friends.
Yeah, what's with them?
My fucking all. That one right there?
Yeah, I know. She was there.
No, that one right there. Very cynical.
Damn.
Yeah.
Gets.
I was being nice. I didn't even say the name on the podcast.
I was going to fucking throw it out. I love it when my name is on a podcast.
He does edit. He can just fucking... He can
throw it in randomly? Yeah. Like right here?
He can make us say... I found out on the first... He can just make us say whatever he wants by words we're saying.
Whoa, he's like ghostwriter.
Have you said the word murder at all? I just said it, so now he can just make
I
it sound like...
I did definitely say murder when I was talking about Sony in the interview.
You just... Like 2 seconds ago. That's how. Oh. That's my brain. I'm like... I didn't even remember.
Oh, wait,
that, what are you going to do?
Yeah,
what was I going to say? Do you get this, bringing it way back to the beginning about nostalgia, even though usually I just start with it, but I was going to ask if, other than 90s television shows, if other things get, are you nostalgic for other things?
In general?
In general, like, what are you nostalgic for? That should be more of the question. The other one was very general.
I am a nostalgic for, you guys remember going to CD stores? I feel like I don't do that anymore. They're still around.
FYE? The Wall?
Strawberries was a regional chain in New England.
Oh.
Strawberries.
Nobody cares.
Sam Goody. That was another one.
Sam Goody's
national.
They went out before FYE.
Tower Records. Remember Tower Records?
There's a Tower Record somewhere.
There
in
is?
In Philly. Yeah.
They got rid of them. There is in Philly? Are you sure?
Yeah, because I think... I think Newfound Glory played there recently. I saw. I forget. Like, just they do acoustic Tower things Theater. There. Is that what is it?
It's Tower Theater.
Tower Theater. I remember going to the Tower Theater,
I swore they had. There was a Tower Records that had in stores.
I don't think Tower Records is in. Yeah. I don't think that exists anymore. They went out of business. They went under. They went to the fucking basement, Tower Records.
Oh, you guys didn't hear they came back in 2013.
And they in Ireland. No. In Ireland and Japan, they're fucking Tower Records. They suck. Tower Records, yeah, Tower Records was a... They had the big one on South Street, and that was like their really big one that went under. Yeah.
Yeah, I thought they still, I guess, Tower...
Newbury Comics, that was another great regional chain. Of CDs.
Stop saying New England things.
New England's great.
You know? Why are you trying to lie to the general?
But I love New England.
People from New England love New England. I don't understand.
It's so good. It's so fucking wonderful.
People from Massachusetts love anything in Massachusetts.
Yeah, I know. And they just call it New England to make it seem like it's a big place.
What's the difference between Boston and New England? Is there one?
There's a big difference.
I have no idea.
There's a huge difference.
I have no idea.
If you're Massachusetts, has obviously the the stereotype of being like just super liberal and shit and whatever, like Kennedy's for days. It's like, that's the thing about Massachusetts. It's not that liberal. It's not super liberal. It's fucking, they're not like all hippies. It's all Democrats. It's just tons of Democrats.
Like it
Whereas
should be.
Like New Hampshire is like that kind of attitude, but they're all like libertarians. And then Vermont is like, Vermont's all right. And then Maine is like a lot of hicks and stuff. And then Connecticut is all rich people that don't want to live in New York City. And then Rhode Island is like tiny. It's like one dude.
But wait, isn't New... I'm going to sound really dumb if I'm wrong.
Oh,
New England
wait.
Is in Massachusetts, right?
Wow, no.
No, I have no idea. Where are things?
New England is a series of states.
It's in a series
Maine,
of states?
New England is Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, and Rhode Island.
Oh, it's just that whole... Wow,
yeah, it's
so
a whole
confused.
Section.
They just call that New... Oh.
They call that New England.
Oh, I get it now, but I thought it was like a specific...
That's how dumb
I am. I don't look at maps. I don't worry about things.
New England's not a part of
Massachusetts.
I'm going
to clap so we can just edit that part out. All right, we're just going to...
You didn't know what New England was?
I really didn't.
Massachusetts.
I honestly thought just New England was just... Yeah, it was like around Boston.
There's New Bedford.
New Bedford? I don't know. New Bedford, Connecticut.
There's New London. Pizzeria. There's, that's really it. There's some new stuff. Mostly it's old shit.
Because I always just relate New England to Boston for some reason. I put the two
Boston's the biggest
together.
City. Even though it's not
where
that big.
Where do the Patriots play?
They play in Foxborough, Connecticut.
Connecticut?
Yeah.
Okay.
They moved from Boston because Boston wouldn't build the Patriots a stadium in downtown Boston because downtown Boston is kind of oversaturated as it is.
How far is that from Boston?
It's like maybe 45 minutes.
No, that's not that bad.
Maybe a little bit more, 45 an hour.
Were you a fan?
I went
where
to see
you,
the Warped Tour there one time.
Oh, did you?
The Foxborough Stadium.
I went to is that where they had it?
Yeah, they had it at Foxborough Stadium.
I used to go to Warped Tour like every year.
Yeah, I went like 2 or 3 years in a row.
Oh, yeah. I don't know the last one. I went like a year or two ago. I went to one. Now I only go if like I used to just go every year. Usually there was a lot of bands I went to see. Right. Now I just go if there has to be at least like 4 or 5 bands I want
to
see to go.
And
otherwise, I'm like I'm not fucking wasting my time going anymore.
That. I remember one year being like fucking everybody is going to see Good Charlotte. Fuck this. Fuck these.
I think
people.
That might have been the first year I went. They were on it. I think it was like the first one I went to was 2002.
Oh yeah, I think I went 2003, 2004.
Because I remember it had the drive-through record stage. It had its own stage, but except Newfound Glory and the Starting Line were main stage. Mm. They were good enough for the main stage. The rest of the bands are like, you can be on it. You're on our stage though.
There you go. I feel that.
But that was the first one.
Drive-through Records, great label.
It was a great. It's not around anymore.
Oh really? But it was great.
It was a great label. It was my favorite.
Hey, better to burn out than fade away. Wait, yeah, that's it. No,
better, that's right.
Yeah,
burn out. Cause, yeah.
Better to burn out than fade away.
Yeah, because fade away, people are like, what was Drive Thru Records?
But fade away is like U2 or something. You know
still
what I mean?
Around, but
they're around, but like they can't. They literally can't force people to listen to their music anymore.
But they did.
They tried. I haven't listened to that album. It's still on my fucking iPhone.
Luckily, I don't have an iPhone. I did not get forced downloaded the U2 album.
I got iPhone forced to do it. It
was it only
terrible.
The iPhone that had got it forced upon?
No, it was all iTunes. It was all of iTunes. Because
I don't think my iTunes, like, they're not on my iTunes
you have
playlist.
It. Oh,
I don't.
You've got it.
I fucking don't
you've
have
got
I
it, man.
Don't have it.
Dude, it's like fucking herpes. You can't get rid of it. That Songs of Innocence or whatever.
Admit that you listen to it right now.
I have not.
No,
I honestly
just
have
admit
not.
Admit that
I'll
you
listen
to
it
to
with
it.
You right now, but I no, honestly have not.
I don't.
Listened
I've
to
never.
It.
I never really listened to U2 in general.
I've listened to U2, but not
never,
that album.
I'm not a big. I don't even really listen to U2. So even if it got forced upon me, there was no part of me that was going to listen to it.
I listened. Here's actually. This is true. I did not listen to the album, the U2 album, Songs of Innocence, but I did listen to the. You Talking U2 to Me podcast episode about Songs of Innocence.
You Talking U2 to Me?
It's pretty hilarious. It's fucking Scott Aukerman and Adam Scott. Adam Scott Aukerman. Yeah. And they just... Adam Scott's the dude from Parks and Rec. Scott Aukerman's the host of Comedy Bang Bang on IFC. And they do a podcast that's just... They talk U2 songs.
Like ironically or like
they
like
clearly like them, but I don't know if they liked that album, you know what I mean? Like they're discerning listeners.
Like, probably you should probably stop making music, but you were great. Like
you were
good time.
Joshua Tree. Uptoon baby, and then you're good.
When you said that, it just reminded me of I Love You Man when he's like, we're headed up to Joshua Tree. And he's just like play a U2 album for me. And I'm like, oh yeah, because of Joshua Tree.
Yeah.
You not see I Love You Man?
Oh, I did see it, but I don't remember.
It's a great movie.
I remember at the
Jason
end.
Jason Segel, Paul Rudd, come on.
Yeah, I like those guys. I remember at the end they hugged and that was really it. I don't know. What
and
else
they
happened?
They just kept saying, I love you, Broseph Libre, or I love you, Bro Montana.
Yeah, they did that a lot. That was
they did that until the minister stopped them.
That sounds, yeah, right. That sounds like a Judd Apatow movie, if I've ever heard one.
When you creep out the minister, I think that's, or the priest, or whatever, whoever's marrying them, that's when.
The prime minister. The priest minister.
I think it was the prime minister of Iceland that did that ceremony.
I think so.
Steve.
Yeah. They don't tell you, but that movie takes place in Iceland. Steve.
No, Steve flew in, I think. Steve flew in to make sure he did the ceremony.
They are nice in Iceland, you know? They're very nice.
I was about to ask you before. So you're from New England. Where? What parts of?
So I was born in New York. you know. And then my parents got divorced, and I grew up in Concord, Massachusetts. Battle of Lexington and Concord, you know, Henry David Thoreau, transcendentalism. I think one girl from my high school went to play on the U.S. hockey team. And
what about fucking existentialism?
And you know, it's around. Fucking Ralph Waldo Emerson. Yeah, totally.
How far did you live from Boston?
Oh, it's only like 25 minutes outside. Yeah,
you didn't pick up the accent then.
No, they say like you know, if you're in between outside 95, basically you don't have an accent. All right. You know, it's like if you're in Dorchester, yeah, you have it. But like in Concord, you don't really have. You go Concord. Yeah.
Someone I know just
there's an accent. It's just not the.
Just not the,
you know, like how do you say Peabody?
I don't usually say it, but Peabody?
Peabody.
Peabody?
Peabody is what everybody around here says.
I didn't know what you were saying. Peabody. I had to put that together.
Peabody, Massachusetts. I went to Peabody Middle School. Actually, I went to Sanborn, but there was a Peabody Middle School in my hometown. Yeah, Peabody.
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 That's how they say it.
Peabody.
Peabody.
Peabody. Peabody. Sorry. yeah, things like that.
Yeah, I work with someone who moved from Massachusetts recently, and like he doesn't have the accent, but he said I have an accent. I'm like, well, actually, we don't have accents like everyone else does. Like people say Philly accent. I'm like, no, we don't. Philly people don't have accents.
We don't have an accent.
we don't have accents.
We don't get accents, bro. Yo, dude.
We don't. Did you
That's
watch?
Not true at all.
Did you?
Southern Illinois doesn't have accents. That's what they say. They say
what,
it.
Is that
they
what they say?
Say? Absolutely, they say that.
Southern Illinois.
Southern Illinois.
Where's Illinois?
The perfect. Where is it?
Where is it?
It's next to Missouri. Indiana. It's next to Indiana. Right outside Gary, Indiana. Gary.
Someone pull up a map.
Somebody pull up a map off of this podcast.
No, someone pull up a globe. we need to
pull down the globe.
We need to fact check. I should get one of those. Just a pull down, pull down map.
You don't really see a lot of pull down maps.
Do they even have them in schools anymore?
Not at Temple. I'll tell you that.
What do they have at Temple?
Temple, they have a lot of computers that no teacher knows how to work. That's a lot of it. Yeah. So many times I've walked into a class and the teacher's just been like, how do you turn the projector on? How do you do it? Why do the lights keep flickering?
You think that they just have like huge big screen TVs or huge like computers or something like that. Like that they just play things off of now instead of fucking projectors.
Yeah, exactly. Like, they have these classic projectors. I don't know. Whatever.
Temple's kind of out of it.
Temple's kind of
behind the times.
Temple's going to have a Super Bowl ad. Isn't that crazy?
Okay. I was like,
no, they really are.
But that one's
or
just
is it
that
a superb
just
owl ad because of the Temple Owls?
I see what you did.
You see
there.
What I did? Yeah.
I'm assuming it's only going to be regional.
That's a great question. I don't know.
I thought all Super Bowls were commercials were national, but maybe maybe that one's just a regional one.
I don't know. Yeah, Temple's been doing a lot of national advertising.
Have they?
Yeah, there's one of the first billboards you see if you take like the 95 out of New York City is for
Temple. Because they've had the one on off 76 forever.
Yeah, well,
yeah, I mean, that one's always been there. About like,
but that's 76. I mean, that's Pennsylvania.
Well, yes.
Yeah, you think they'd be advertising in PA?
You'd assume, but they were too smart for that. They're like, everyone here knows us.
Yeah,
we got to fucking branch it out.
The ad is pretty crazy. Like here, it's like they have on Temple's website right now. They have like a vote for which ad, and it's the exact same ad. But at the very end, they just like when they show like the logo, they show the Temple T, and it's in one of them. There's it's the skyline, and in one of them, the background is an owl that turns its head to the camera real quick, which is obviously way cooler. It's obviously the one I voted for. It's just like an owl. Like,
I was gonna say they didn't have one that was just, I thought it would just be the owl logo with like Temple Owl.
No, it's like it's I mean, they have like Hooter is the fucking mascot, first of all. They have like all that sort of stuff like in it, like all the kind of stuff you would think about like a college ad to have, but it's but the voiceover is like, if you say we have grit, we take it as a compliment. When you say that we don't know shit, fuck you. It's like the whole, it's like they, really basically
they
like.
They put all that on a billboard?
No, no, it's a Super Bowl ad.
No, and they're just trying to get recruits for their football program. That's
yeah,
all they're
I know,
trying
right,
to
exactly.
do.
They're really promoting that football program a little too hard, if you know what I mean.
No, I don't know what you mean.
Well, it was just, you know, like. Nobody at Temple cares about sports in general, and football is like
actually,
basically new.
I think they
new.
Care a little bit
they
about
do,
their
I
football
know.
Team. I think they care. Oh, I guess they care about their basketball team. They used to
they
be good.
The basketball team is still kind of good. It's just not. They're
it's not Villanova.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're
it's
not ranked.
They're not even the regionally the best. Yeah. But they're not bad. The football team is not bad either, actually.
No, they've been
time.
Getting better.
Yeah.
They're trying really hard.
Yeah, yeah.
you
they're
can,
trying.
You can say that. They're trying really hard.
They're trying wicked at.
You know. did you watch Boston Legal or Boston Public?
I have not seen either of those.
Oh,
actually.
I thought you were about to say you watched Boston Public.
I did not see either of those. I hear they're great, though.
They're both not on anymore, but I watch both.
I heard they were great.
David E. Kelly.
I didn't know if I saw any, like, Boston. I watched Two Guys, a Girl, and a Pizza Place, and then Two Guys and a Girl.
That was, what, two seasons, maybe?
No, that was definitely
That's
more.
Right. I think I talked about, we talked. Really small about this on one another podcast how they just dropped the pizza place.
They did. They just
were
the
like
pizza place.
They were just like, yeah, we don't need. Did they still hang out in the pizza place though?
No,
because I that was a show I didn't really watch. That was TGIF though, right?
It was ABC.
I think it was one of the late year. You know when TGIF was running its. It was running its course. People were pretty much done with it. And they're like, here's a show about two guys, a girl, and a pizza place. Mm. And that's really lazy naming.
Yeah, I know. They had Ryan Reynolds. They were fine.
Is that who? Yeah, that's. No, yeah, who else? Was there anyone else of worth to note in there?
There was the girl. She was like a total bitch on the show. And then she was got typecast as a total bitch on like everything. kind of short hair. I can't remember anything else she was in, but she was like,
hold on.
You know.
I'm going to fucking.
You're going to look it
I'm
up?
I'm going to IMDb the shit.
Out of
two
guys,
a
girl, and
a pizza place.
Yeah, two guys, a girl, and a pizza place. That was a Boston show. What else was a Boston
that
show?
Was,
that
I didn't actually know that.
Mission
was a
Hill.
Show.
Mission Hill was an animated show. That was also Mission Hill's a part of Boston.
You know,
hip area.
I believe you.
Main drags down there. Mission Hill. It's where all the college kids are going these days.
How many words do you think I'll have to type in before it suggests two guys?
You say two guys, one cup, and it'll come up.
All I need to do is two guys.
Two guys.
Up.
I knew it. Two guys, one cup, and a pizza place.
Two guys. All right, let's see. I don't reckon. Cast? Full series cast.
Oh, geez.
Here we go. Ryan Reynolds is not number one on the cast list.
Wow. First of all, that is a fucking shocker. That's crazy.
Oh,
you guys are going to that show?
Yeah.
That's good. What's that show? Let's promote it. I know it's like literally 10 minutes. Is this going live?
Just like I promoted it in the intro of the podcast that Dan was supposed to upload on Thursday, but he didn't upload it.
Wednesday night.
I did.
Yep.
You had the episode. You didn't need my intro.
Whatever. You're cool. You set.
I should probably re-record the intro.
Cafe La Fontana. What is the show called? Does the show have a name?
I don't think it does.
It doesn't have a name, right?
I think we put the Slangwangers.
Slangwangers. Slagwangers? What is slagwangers?
Dick suckers?
I don't know.
It seems, I kept thinking that was
going to
be the name
of the venue. I think
he
just wanted a name, and I don't know where it came from.
Slagwangers. Well, monthly show, Slagwangers, at Cafe La Fontana, Hatboro, Pennsylvania. Hatboro is a weird town. I don't know why. I just feel like it's weird. I've been here once before. Now we're not here right now, but you know.
We kind of are. We're
it's
like
close.
All on the border.
It's basically
this
there.
Is. Some people may consider this.
We'll see you there, boys.
In 2 hours.
In
we'll be
two
there
hours.
In 2 hours.
So
okay,
long.
It's going to
yikes.
Just settle in, okay?
We crazy. So who's top billing?
Yeah, top billing is. Her name is Trailer.
Trailer? Can I see?
Trailor. Trailer Howard.
Yes, Trailer Howard.
Never heard
That's
of her.
That's not who I was thinking of, but this girl, Suzanne Cryer. She plays a bitch in everything, but I like her a lot. Nathan Fillion was on this show.
I don't know who that is.
He was fucking the lead in Firefly. Did you ever see Firefly? Watch that shit.
I'm gonna say, I'm just gonna say yes.
No, you haven't.
Sounds like
you haven't.
Something. There was a lot of shit that I should have seen that I never have.
Wow. Well, Firefly's great. Yeah, Suzanne Cryer. She's in a bunch of shit.
Was she a bitch in that show?
She was in Two Guys, Wag a Girl the Dog, Beach? Sex in the City, Get the Gringo. That's a fun name. That's a fun name for a movie. Get the Gringo.
It sounds kind of racist.
It sounds wicked racist. Gringo is definitely not. Gringo's not a term of endearment. You don't go, hey, get the gringo. We want him for our wedding. You go, get the gringo. We need to fucking murder that.
Wait a minute. Is a gringo
chupacabra?
Is gringo not another name for a kangaroo?
No. Gringo is a white devil. That's what gringo is. A white diablo.
When you think of gringo, who do you picture?
Ryan Reynolds. When I think of a gringo,
just because he's just handsome and
tall, tall, dark, and American. You know what I mean? Not Mexican American.
Would you have sex with Ryan Reynolds?
No. What? Where does that come from? Dude's a fucking gringo. Fuck, you think of fucking gringos out there, left and right, front and center?
I don't know you that well.
Well, I ain't.
I'm trying to get to know you. That's why I asked the question.
No, I thought, no, no. No, he's not my type.
He's not. Who is your type?
Suzanne Cryer. I mean, yeah, but you know, nah, not bad. Suzanne Cryer. You know what? Mad respect. Mad respect to Suzanne Cryer. If you're listening out there, Susan,
let me see. Her.
I'm a fan.
Oh, did Tim text me?
Uh-oh, that's bad news.
He had asked if we should get going soon.
Fuck
and that's,
them.
That's like right around the time they left.
These kids today with their having to go to places and...
That I should be too.
Yeah, that we all are supposed to be at this time.
They'll let them know you're coming.
Yeah, I know.
Be like, is Grubar going to come? Is he doing the show tonight? Yeah. We could be in trouble.
Something tells me I think we'll be fine. You know how comedy shows start right on time. You know how that's a thing. You know how the stereotype of comedy shows that start right on time.
Are you trying to say that a lot of them don't? I don't know. I don't get booked very often, so I don't.
I'm trying to say a half an hour is standard. And half an hour from when the show is supposed to start is pretty standard. That too, so much so that it's gotten me in trouble when that doesn't happen. Yeah.
So your standard is just show up the half hour courtesy.
No, I show up at showtime.
He's like, listen, I'm gonna take that half hour courtesy time that they don't tell you about.
Yeah, right, exactly. You don't tell it. It's in my rider.
It's in the contract I signed.
It's in my rider. I need red M&Ms mixed with orange Reese's peanut pieces, and I'm gonna show up a half hour late.
Wait, M&Ms and Reese's pieces mixed together?
Yeah, that I need that to perform.
I've never done it.
I haven't either, but it sounds good. I just love it. It works because it's like one of those things like you hear like Motley Crue or fucking somebody like they had in their rider that they wanted a big bowl of M&Ms, but they wanted all the brown ones gone so that they know that their rider got red. That was like the only reason. So they knew that like they're following it to the T.
I gotcha.
But I mean.
I just want one Skittle in there. One. If there are two Skittles, I swear to God.
That's good.
Just the only.
I got to watch my figure. I'm a performer.
Be like, but you do know that the Reese's Pieces and M&M's are worse for you than Skittles. Yeah. Right? And be like, whatever. Don't care.
Yeah. I love Reese's Pieces, though. Those are all delicious.
I fucking, they're better than M&M's. I love peanut butter stuff. Peanut butter M&M's, they're great.
Equally good, is what I'm going to say.
I don't know. Tying vote.
You got a tying vote, Jen?
No, M&M's.
Versus M&M's. Both of those are better than Skittles. Reese's Pieces.
There's a lot of better chocolate candies out there than M&M's.
That's a good point.
You know, I mean,
it makes me feel like I'm doing pills, and I don't do pills, so that's the only time I get. I can't even take an antibiotic. I'd rather die.
Oh, so you don't even take medications?
Not in pill form. I crush it up and snort it.
So ibuprofen. So if you said, Matt, I need an ibuprofen, and I handed you like two, you would just crush them up. And
where's the spoon? Give me a spoon and a straw, and I'm good to go.
Advil has a candy coating.
Good point.
So you can't chew them, though, but it does have a candy coating.
I know.
You do have to swallow that whole stuff.
Honestly, I rarely even take Advil or Tylenol. I try to avoid all that shit as much as possible. Because then when I know a lot of people that are like, oh, I'm hungover, I'll eat 7 Advil, and whatever, I'll do that. And I just don't do that, so that when I'm really, actually have a headache, once in a blue moon, I take one Advil or Tylenol, and it works like a fucking charm.
You see, I rarely get headaches, but they won't go away, period, unless I take something.
Yeah. That'll happen.
So I take, but they always go away once I take something.
Then it works. It works so beautifully.
I go by the motto, drugs are your friend, because that's what my mom taught me.
Drugs are your friend. I love drugs, but I don't love pills. There's just something about pills that I just can't keep them down. I can't get them down. I love, I'll smoke
all
day.
That's all psychosomatic. And my mom, only meant the good kind, the kind of drugs that'll help you. I was about to say feel better, but I guess the other ones will do that too.
Yeah, they're supposed to.
She just meant the hospital giving kind, and not the don't abuse these kinds.
Oh, fuck that. Well, they're all. Don't abuse these kinds, though. They're kind
of
all
you're not
in there.
When I drink, though, is I take before I go to bed, I don't even drink a lot of water. A little bit of water with, two or three, and then I wake up okay.
You just said water in two different ways. Did you know that?
I didn't notice it. I know I say them both. Did I just say it right now? I said definitely. Water and water.
You went, I had a glass of water, and whenever I drink water,
I did it.
The old H2O.
See, isn't that a Philly thing? Water?
Water is definitely a Philly thing,
right? There's a couple that I think I say both. Like, people always go, do you say water or water? I'm like, I'm pretty sure I say both.
Yeah, right.
I can't think of the other ones, but I probably say them all different ways.
I don't know. Where are you going?
You're just trying to force that.
I'm not very good at accents. Yeah, dude.
You did a pretty good Boston one.
I grew up in fucking
New
England.
New York have an accent? I don't even know.
Yeah, it's like open the drawer.
Open
the drawer.
I shouldn't have asked it like that. I meant
close
to
the
door.
Yeah.
It's in a way I feel like it's kind of similar, but like the Boston one's very very
it's well known.
Word. Yeah,
I wonder why. I wonder who kind
of
spread that, like a fucking
like herpes.
Yeah, who spread that like herpes?
Like, cuz it's just like you too. The accent and you too. Herpes.
Exactly.
Maybe herpes spread it.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe you do spread it.
I don't. Shit.
Shit.
They went to Boston once, and they're like, "We like this.
Yeah, really.
We're gonna fucking spread it." But they did it underground, and I think that was pretty classy.
They were very indie about it.
That's how they roll.
Wicked cool.
I can't even do one. Every time I try to attempt to do it, I'm like, I stop myself because I'm like, no, I'm just going to end up sounding like a fucking moron.
What, Boston accent?
Yeah, I can't.
Give it a shot. Park the car in Harvard Yard. Go for it.
Park the car in Harvard Yard.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
I feel like it's
acceptable.
It's too much. Like, it's not all that same hard. Like, I feel like how would you do it?
Well, here's my Boston accent. You ever hear a Bostonian recite poetry? It's the best thing in the world. It's like, listen, my children, and you shall hear of the midnight ride of Paul Revere. So shut the fuck up, you wicked fucking queer. That's how I do it. Pack the can, have it yet.
Pack the can,
have it yet.
Can't do it.
Wait, wait, wait. Quack, Mr. Duxworth.
Yeah. You'll do it tonight.
I'll do it.
Yeah, because I did that one show with you, and you rose to the occasion on that. That's a hard place to do comedy because it was the outdoor, like this. You were about the stage and the audience were a good distance from each other.
Yeah,
and I don't remember any of your set. I just remember I liked it, and I remember quack quack quack. When you can make one phrase stick out in someone's mind, I think that's a win right there.
I'll take it. Hell yeah! I remember that show, and I'll take any win I could get.
And you were talking to the people at the bonfire,
right? Right. Oh yeah, you remember that show pretty well.
You're like, I'll be back there. I don't remember.
There was a guy that walked up to me right as I started and was like, "What the fuck are you doing here? Why are you here? Get the fuck out of here, flannel." Yeah. So it was like, looking one way. I turned around. I almost ran into a person. It was like, yeah, dude, this stage is like fucking 40 feet wide. Get the fuck off stage.
Was it the dude that was about, was like setting up for, yeah, to send up the drum. And you're like, I forget, we'll play. Play me a.
Oh, yeah.
Me, I forget what you
said. Hit me some rim shots. I wanted him to do a rim shot for a joke, and then he failed miserably. He did not know what to do.
He did it so off. He didn't do it at
he
the right time.
He just didn't know when it would be.
He was the only drummer that didn't know how to do a rim shot, I think.
Pretty much. It's just hitting a fucking snare and a cymbal. Fucking A.
Yeah, but you have to know which one to hit first, second. Yeah. You have to do it in rhythm. I have no rhythm.
Really?
I have no rhythm. I couldn't play drums to save my life.
Oh, God.
Do you have rhythm? Have you ever played drums?
I played drums for like 2 years.
Did you? Were you any good?
No. I didn't own a drum set. I just like, you know, went somewhere and practiced.
Did you play any instruments?
That was the most serious. So, I played like trumpet for like 3 days, a day and a half.
So
3.5 days.
You never had the ambition to be a musician?
No, I was always like that kind of guy who was like, I want to be a singer. I think when I was in kindergarten,
I
wanted to be like
a
rock and roll chemist or something. But
what's that?
It's like a guy in a lab coat and goggles mixing chemicals playing guitar. That's what I picture still to this day. And I know that that's what I was picturing way back when.
I don't know what that would accomplish.
I don't either, but it sounds awesome.
I'm like, well, I wanted to be the singer too. Then I realized I couldn't sing and I gave it up.
I know. I never sang in a band. I would have been great because I would have gone crazy on stage. And
yeah,
like,
that's
I'm in like, that kind of way of like, yeah. It doesn't matter if you can sing. You're just fucking, you're giving it your all, buddy. We love it. But that's about
as
close.
Yeah, I'm like, the stage presence, I'm like, I got that. Down, I could do that.
Yeah,
you know, even the talking to the audience in between some songs, I'm like, I got all of it down pat. But I'm like, the singing part, I didn't quite have that one.
Yeah, I can't like belt anything out. I'm not like, you know, a good singer. I'm not like auditioning for American Idol. I can carry a tune though.
Well,
I can
first
do it.
For depending on the genre, you don't need to have a voice like that, like American Idol voice.
Right. Yeah, I know. I would have just been in like a fucking new metal band or whatever.
Yeah, I was going to say, can you scream?
Ah! No, not like that.
No.
get down.
All right, I guess we'll send it into the final stages of the show, which is...
How many more rounds?
Well, it's just the Rolling Thunder round.
Alex Schubert's Rolling Thunder round.
And then I used to have a wheel with things on it that you got randomly, but I got rid of the wheel, and then I just pick a game. It's a new game tonight.
So oh,
like, no one's ever fucking played it before.
Fun. So, I'm on board. I love games.
So the Thunder Round, the Rolling Alex Grubard Rolling Thunder Round works this way.
Oh Thunder Round, oh Thunder Round. You know, like
that's
the
new theme song. Fourth of Thunder. you clear your mind, your brain, okay? And then I'm going to say like a word or something or a phrase, and first thing that comes to mind, story, could be just something fucking random, whatever the fuck you want.
Not just like one word, but like
no,
anything.
It could be, I mean, if that's it.
Whatever.
Just whatever you want.
Not limited.
Unlimited.
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 Limitless.
Good
great
movie. Did you enjoy it?
Never saw it.
Ooh, Bradley Cooper? Come on.
How was Stone Cold Steve Austin in that?
I don't think he...
Oh, I've never seen it.
I don't think he was in it.
Was The Rock in it?
It's about the pill. The little brain. The,
oh,
the pill.
Yeah, John Cena. I'm just kidding. No, I don't know. I never saw it. I don't remember.
Why'd you just start listing off wrestlers?
<Don't know. laughs>
Please.
Limitless sounds like a wrestler would be.
Oh, I was going to say, don't tell me you like wrestling, do you?
Not really. I watched it when I was a kid, though.
I was going to say, I'll end this podcast right fucking now.
Right. Right before the Thunder Round.
Right before the Thunder Round. For watching fucking... It was just at the Wells Fargo, I think.
I know. I did know that.
You did? Did you go to Wing Bowl yesterday?
No, did okay. you?
I didn't. No, I'd work.
I did see Mick Foley cheated, and I think that's awesome.
Really?
Yeah, he like tweeted beforehand. He's like, in the words of wrestling, I'm, you know, win if I can, lose if I must, but always cheat. And then he cheated, and he got caught, and he was like stuffing wings into a fanny pack. And then and he did cheat. He gets caught, and then he tweets. You caught me. Life in shambles. Legacy shattered. It's like the funniest. I did love Mick Foley. Mick Foley's the funniest.
All right.
So funny. He plays helium sometimes. I would love to see that.
Really?
Yeah, just because he's a character. You know, he's just a ridiculous character. All right, let's do this Rorschach test of some kinds.
Is your mind clear?
Yes.
Okay. All right. The first, IDK.
IDK. First thing that came to mind was CKY, who I saw open for Guns N' Roses in 2003, I believe, when Axl had dreads. And they were terrible. CKY was terrible. Guns N' Roses was fine with Buckethead and shit. But CKY, they in the middle of a song, they fucking they were like, we're too drunk. And they we're too drunk. Quit the song, redid the song. And then that was their end. And then we're like, we're off stage. And then Guns N' Roses went on an hour later.
You say
later.
That was in the middle of their set?
Yeah, it was like fucking, yeah, they sucked.
How many songs did they play?
Was maybe like four or five. Nobody gave a fuck. Nobody gave a fuck about CKY.
When you said CKY before, you went right into it. I was about to be like CKY the band or CKY. Did you ever watch the CKYs?
But after that incident, I had never heard of CKY before.
The Jackass
at that point.
Before Jackass,
right,
basically.
Right, right.
They
yeah.
were pretty good.
Yeah.
They were right. They had their moments. They weren't
totally.
Fluent.
You
throughout.
Get what they're doing, why it was popular. Jackass is doing it way better. No
well, it's
doubt.
A lot of the same people.
Yeah, but let's be real. With the budget, they did well.
They did do pretty well.
Yeah.
Fucking Johnny Knoxville.
Love Johnny Knoxville.
Some of the movies he was in. The only
the
one
Ringer?
Coming to mind is The Ringer. He was in something.
Was
in
it
a couple
Bad Grandpa? Bad Grandpa.
Oh, I didn't actually.
Fucking
you
great.
Know what? I forgot all about that movie because I haven't
good.
Seen it. I need to. All right. IDK is the name of my cat, by the way. I don't know where she is.
That's
around.
Fun.
She's around here somewhere. Okay. Governor.
First thing that comes to mind, or first thing I want to choose?
You can say both. I don't care.
Both. The first thing that came to mind was that we just fucking ousted Tom Corbett, that cocksucker from Pennsylvania. Yeah, fuck that dude. You know what I'm talking about? You don't even know who the governor was
for
fucking
what did he do?
4 years?
Was there a new election in the end?
There was an election fucking 3 months ago.
I don't pay attention to politics.
Jeez, man, you gotta get with it. You gotta pay attention. These things are important. This is America. This is your time period, your worth.
For some reason, just right in the middle of that, you kind of sounded like Doogie. I don't know why, but that was...
Hey, come in. You're not listening. You're not watching. You're not paying attention. Well, I mean, some of us got to pay attention. Some of us don't, I guess. That's my Doogie. It's
that
so
was,
very good.
It was a decent Doogie.
You get it.
It was, I didn't
you see it.
I saw it. Saw yeah. you do it. What was the other one?
The other governor thing?
Yeah.
Just the governor from The Walking Dead. I thought they did it well on the TV show.
I never got in that show, although...
I read the books, that's why.
Oh, did you read the books?
Most of them, not all of them.
My roommate was watching some of, the earlier episodes, and it was... I didn't hate it. Never got into it, but, I was watching, I'm like, I could watch it. If someone were to sit me down to watch the entire series, I could do it.
Oh, totally.
I could get invested.
I'm not caught up. I watched, two seasons of it, and then just... I mean, I would watch it, but I'm not caught up.
You're not
you
caught
know what
up.
I mean?
Are there what show? Actually, what shows do you watch? What shows do you watch that are on now?
I'm into Gotham right now. I watch Parks and Recreation. I watch Archer.
I'm surprised Parks and Rec. I'm surprised
Brooklyn
Nine-Nine. Started watching. I never watched Parks and Rec, and I don't know why.
Parks and Rec is really good. Brooklyn Nine-Nine is good. At Midnight, The Daily Show, Colbert. I don't know if those count.
I was thinking ones that.
Narratives.
Yeah.
You're thinking episodic narratives.
I don't think I watched any of those. Brooklyn Nine-Nine, I saw one episode. I didn't actually. No.
Oh, man. Archer's fantastic.
Trying to think. I still watch SVU. No, did you ever watch
SVU? Yeah.
A little bit.
Law and Order. You can't avoid Law and Order.
I love The Blacklist.
Especially if you're. Yeah?
I love The Blacklist. Great show.
Yeah, sure. I've never seen it. That I've never seen. I see why this is going the Rolling Thunder round and not lightning round.
It's not lightning round.
No, it's not lightning. It's not very. It's very
when
rolling.
When I first came up with it, I'm like the very first one I did when I started going through and I'm like I don't know if I should just keep go after they say they're just going to the next one, or if I have something to comment, if I should comment. I'm like, I don't know if I want to be fast or just fucking whatever. So I said I went with fucking whatever because that's normally how I do. All right, next one.
Let's hear it.
Blizzard.
Warcraft 3.
Ooh, shit.
Warcraft 2.
You were just going Warcraft like two. Fucking outside the box.
Warcraft
right now.
2, definitely. Oh, remember Warcraft?
Oh, yeah, I 2? Played. I played. The expansion was
expansion,
the expansion
pack, definitely.
Yeah, they had to go expansion pack.
Yeah, I literally don't think I played anything besides Warcraft 2 expansion pack.
I like StarCraft better.
I was StarCraft, a bigger StarCraft I remember fan. Like people had StarCraft and I like but I didn't own StarCraft.
No,
I played it but I didn't own it.
I liked StarCraft a lot. There was more to it as well than there was to do they even make games like that anymore? I mean, there's a StarCraft 2, but I don't know if they even make games like that anymore, where you're just like building like that.
They must like, Age of Empires kind of shit.
Sort of. I don't know. I just I'm like so set on that like format of it that like that I don't.
I know that was a fun one.
It was. I bought StarCraft 2 the day it came out like years ago. I don't think I've ever really. It was
like 5 years ago.
It was like 2000. Yeah.
9 or 10.
Yeah, something like that.
Because I remember a friend of mine who was like, Kevin Barnett, we were like on the way back to Manhattan from a gig, and he was like, StarCraft 2 came out today, I'm fucking pumped. And I'm like, didn't StarCraft come out like 10 years ago? He's like, yeah, and they just came out with StarCraft 2.
They had an expansion pack.
And then he was like flipping out. He was so into it.
But yeah, I bought it the day it came out, realized on my old desktop computer that it didn't work on there, and I didn't really like playing games on my laptop too much. And finally, I still haven't played it. Do two more, and then do the last thing, and I'll let you get to your show.
Oh,
Matt Lips.
Lip service.
Burritos.
Anna's Taqueria from Boston, Massachusetts. It's a chain. I know you've never heard of it. Listen, it's fucking delicious. There's one in Somerville. There's one in Austin. There's one in Brighton. I actually have no idea. But they're around.
I believe
there's
you.
There's one in Cambridge.
I believe you.
They're around, but I don't remember what town. I don't know what towns they're
Compton.
Yeah.
There's not one in Compton.
No.
Okay. Fair enough.
I mean, Anna's Taqueria might be. It's general enough. There might be another one. Ellen Compton. I don't know.
I've never heard of it.
Delicious burritos.
All right. The last thing we're going to do here is the final game. This game is called, it's a stupid name, True. They're facts about my life. One of them's true, and one of them's not true.
All right.
And I need you to tell me, and then you have to tell me which one you think is true. See.
Okay.
Okay. You got it?
Yeah, I think right. so.
All right, number one, did I lose my virginity at 21, or was I afraid of Teddy Ruxpin as a child?
I'm going to hope it's Teddy Ruxpin.
It was Teddy Ruxpin.
Yay!
I thought you were going to go to me and be like, it was definitely you lost your virginity at 21.
I have faith in you, man. Come on.
Okay, did I once get an underage while drinking Smirnoff Ice, or did I once throw eggs at Amish people?
I guess Smirnoff Ice.
No, I was a dick. And
you threw eggs
and
at Amish people. I was tempted to say that.
They were technically Mennonites.
Oh,
like,
then I was right.
They used to ride their bikes around at like midnight, like for no reason, and then it was me and two other people, and we thought we would be hilarious. I was like 16, and we were like, get a car. And yeah, we were stupid. And then we eventually got pulled over. Not for that, though. Just we were about to turn around and go home, and it looked like my friend swerved, so the cop thought we were drinking. He found the eggs. But luckily, Amish people don't call the cops, so we didn't get in trouble.
We just want to make eggs, officer.
We said that because I think Mother's Day was the next day.
Oh, there you go.
But there were eggs missing, so
we ate them.
We couldn't explain that. Did I win the Super Bowl of my paper football league in elementary school, or did I have the lowest batting average in JV history?
JV history?
Like JV baseball. Like oh. For my school.
I was like, what? I'm going to say the first one. What was that?
won the paper football.
Yeah, paper football.
I did. I won the Super Bowl.
That's awesome.
Paper football league.
That's pretty cool. I like that.
I lost in the Glaze Bowl. I got to play my teacher after I won the Super Bowl. He beat me, though. I don't know. I was having an off day. Did my ex-girlfriend once put sugar in my gas tank, or did she break up with me through text message the day before my birthday?
Well, the second one.
No, she once put sugar in my gas tank.
Dang.
It is what it is.
Ouch. You know what I mean? That'll ruin your whole car.
Luckily, she did it when I was almost out of gas. And so my gas is like, it was like, hey, I'm empty, fill me. And then when I went to fill it, it put in like 10 cents and stop. And then when I pulled it out, gas was overflowing out of it. So I had enough gas to get to the mechanic, and he saw it like on the outside. He's like, yeah, someone put sugar in there.
Yeah.
It would seize your engine,
right?
If it siphoned through. But luckily, comprehensive coverage is awesome because I get free rental car, free paid for, whatever.
Nice.
Okay. The first time I drank, was it, did I drink 151 for the first time? Or the first time I drank, did I strip naked?
I'm going to say both. That's a trick question.
Oh, shit.
That's a trick question.
That is not a trick question.
Ah, damn. And then 151.
Yeah, I didn't strip naked on that one. All right. You got that one right. Was my first car a Mustang, or did I once get fired for stealing condoms?
Fired for stealing condoms. They'll fire you for that, though.
They will. I did not steal condoms.
A Mustang. That's pretty cool.
It was one of those Mustangs that you didn't know was a Mustang until you saw the symbol. It was like a 92. Last one. Did I once get suspended for dropping the hard C in high school, or did I once get grounded for calling 911 in elementary school?
Definitely the second one. I also love the phrase dropping the hard C. That's so good. That's fantastic.
But no, you got that one right. There were like three of us in elementary school, and the other kid like dialed 911. We just listened in, someone picked up, and we hung up, but a teacher fucking caught us.
Oh,
so.
God.
All right, I'm going to let you get to your show. I wish we could have done longer because you're good.
Real quick?
You can do whatever you want, or you can plug it now. I'll plug it in the intro. We can do both. Go
That'd be
for
awesome.
It. Yeah.
So I host a monthly show every second Thursday of the month at Philomoka in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. The show is Curses, the game show of swears, obscenities, and censorship. I also will be at Helium Comedy Club February 27th and 28th, opening for Greg Proops. And I am selling Alex G's fraudulent snake oil all throughout the countryside. It's just a bottle, an empty bottle, but you put your own snake oil in there, and it's already got a sticker. It's bona fide Old West snake oil. Old snake oil cures everything but herpes. It's good for nothing and salads. It's great. So find me, but you know it's only $20. No, I'm kidding. It's like five. And you know what? I'll barter for it. Do you have a hat? Do you have a nice hat? Some gloves, mittens, sweats, hoodie, whatever. But anyway, yeah, I make snake oil, so buy some of that.
Well, you kind of just said you don't actually.
The snake oil was inside you all along. You know what I mean? It's you just put whatever you want to put in there. It's snake oil, man. It just becomes snake oil.
Fantastic.
Well, it's labeled the snake oil.
Did you guys get all that? You can rewind it. Rewind it. Yeah.
Helium Curses and Dr. Uncle Alex G's Fraudulent Snake Oil.
Do you still do the open mic?
And I run an open mic Laughs on Fairmount at Urban Saloon every Monday at 8 p.m. It's free show.
There it is.
So that's fun.
All right. And my guests now end the show, so even though you end it.
End it however I want?
However you want.
Well, keep listening. Download every episode. Send in donations. Find Bigfoot. And be good to yourselves and each sandwich. Good night and Godspeed. Good luck. Peace.